Hey everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Donald Trump's behaving like a bull in a china shop in his foreign policy. And of course, for anyone who was awake during his first presidential term, this will come as no surprise. The man who threatened fire and fury against little rocket man, Kim Jong-un, and then cozied up to him a year later saying that they fell in love. Wow. Staggering, nauseating. That the cruelest tyrant in the world Trump would fall in love with, and almost no pushback from the Republican Party. There's many, many flaws of the Republican Party historically, but one thing the Republican Party was good on is they stood up to communist tyrants until Nixon went to China. But even he didn't lavish praise. He didn't fall in love with the one who murdered 20 million Chinese people. And what came out of that? Nothing. The charm offensive of Kim Jong-un, meeting him twice. No U.S. president, sitting U.S. president, have ever met a North Korean dictator, but Trump did. And it's not like they got any concessions out of it. So a massive prestige boost to the other side for zero in return. So Trump, there he's going around. It's almost as though he's based his foreign policy on that title of the Honorable Hugo Young's memoir of his time in New York, How to Make Enemies and Alienate People, or Lose Friends and Alienate People, claiming that he would just annex Canada, that it might be a military force. Again, just astonishing. So often with Trump is what we say call in Ireland goo-boo, grotesque, unprecedented, bizarre, and unbelievable. How unmoored from reality he is. Can he get yet more unhinged? Canada has been a friendly neighbor of the United States. You know, they've not fought in a very, very long time. Some terrorists from the United States attacked Canada. It was in the 1860s. People who wanted to wreck everything in Ireland attacked Canada. They were roundly defeated. The U.S. government wasn't attacking Canada. But Canada and the United States have rubbed along quite happily, cooperated a lot. And okay, Canadian foreign policy has not always been entitled with U.S. foreign policy. The Canadians chose not to send troops to Vietnam. Canada has traded with Cuba for a long time. And Washington, D.C. is not being entirely happy about this. But there's no question that Canada is a sovereign state and is entitled to pursue its own foreign policy, which may diverge from that of the USA and vice versa. So they've cooperated in many things, a NATO member, a NAFTA member, and then he goes to offend them and actually put their back up. And the progressive conservatives in Canada, who've been chalked up to win an election a few months' time, this may well clear the pitch for them. Pierre Poilievre, I hope I pronounced his name correctly, because he's associated with Trumpism, that really may redound to a disadvantage. The one thing that actually saved the Liberal Party in Canada, the party which is probably less likely to be cooperative with Trump, then claiming that he would simply annex Greenland, it's not for sale, okay? This is sovereign Danish territory. If the Greenlanders want to join the United States, that might be another thing. But they don't. I'm not aware of a single one who does. If they want to be independent, that's a different matter. But Greenland is an internal Danish matter. And the United States has absolutely no right there. Imagine if China said, you know what? We're claiming Alaska. Yeah, it's up because we want it. We'll take it by military force. Anyway, it's just mind-blowing that he's so staggeringly stupid. Someone who's worryingly ignorant, really doesn't know the first thing about any other country. And then calling for the ethnic cleansing of Gaza. Wow. I'm surprised, you know, if Nigel Farage, the reform UKIP leader, if he becomes Prime Minister of the UK, he'll probably sell Scotland to Donald Trump as one big golf course. I'm surprised Trump hasn't suggested buying his mother's birthplace like that. So everything's a property deal for him. And you can see why he was such a bad businessman, why he went bankrupt four times. I'm actually billions of dollars better off than him, insofar as I haven't lost billions of dollars, by saying you're desperate, saying he wants peace in Ukraine, and which even 24 hours, how many days in are we now? It's more like 24 days, and no sign of it whatsoever. And then even blurting out his own secrets. Oh, I've had conversations with Putin. Oh, wasn't supposed to tell you that one. And then we like he blurted out secrets the Israelis told him to the Russian ambassador, can't be trusted, like he disbelieves their intelligence agencies. And that's one of the problems is want to believability. Because something's unattractive doesn't make it untrue. You know, if a teacher tells you your child is underperforming in school, you don't like that news, but it could still be true. If the doctor tells you terminally ill, that's deeply unattractive news, but it could be true. You need to consider that possible. So it's all about subjectivity. It's all self-referential. It's all egomania. And then going around making threats against judges who are following international law, unlike Donald J. Trump. And of course, this plays into the hands of China and Russia. China at least has a strong claim to Taiwan as their sovereign territory, as most of the world recognizes. Whereas the United States has got no claim whatsoever to Greenland, has got no claim whatsoever to Gaza. And he has not the least consideration for the inhabitants of these places. It was the United States that was the promulgator of national self-determination. President Woodrow Wilson, in 1918, his 14 points said that the future of a territory shall be determined by the people who reside therein. Okay, does Greenland want to remain a territory of the Danish crown, go independent, join the United States, something like that? But Trump obviously doesn't know anything about international relations or international law. So wildly offending people. And there's been pushback. Dozens of countries signed a statement saying the international court's rulings must be upheld, must be respected. They shouldn't be intimidated. That was 79 countries, most of them US allies. So Putin can say, you see, they do it too. We can do it. It's also a tu quoque argument. Well, if the United States can claim Greenland and Canada, if the United States could claim Gaza, we can claim East Ukraine. We may illegally occupy Transnistria. We may illegally occupy Abkhazia and South Ossetia and. If Israel is going to steal even more land from Syria, we can steal land from our neighbors too. You know, they're no worse than us. And of course, there is a certain logic to this. Is maybe a meritorious argument. It doesn't make it moral or legal. And so the United States has obviously got to uphold its own avowed standards. And it's really astonishing that people in the United States often say, oh, we've always fought for freedom. And the US sometimes has been on the righteous side, sometimes certainly be on the unrighteous side, before you say, okay, and I'm a British citizen as well. The United Kingdom has sometimes aggressed other countries, has sometimes done wrong, been unjust, fought by unjust means. Republic of Ireland, we haven't, partly because we don't have the strength. We've got a puny army. No disrespect to our soldiers, but the funding is very, very low. And so the equipment is not terribly advanced. Perhaps you have no desire to, and that may reflect to our credit on us. So Donald Trump, I think he's just going to be equally chaotic. It's not thought through. No, these are not policies. It's like a brain fart. It wasn't in his platform when he was running for the presidency. And so they had to play catch up. He's walked back various things. You know, we're not hearing about the peace within 24 hours. There's really no sign of that. I say 24 weeks might be more realistic. It might not happen at all this year. We can't guarantee it. But, you know, now that Putin knows you're desperate, he can demand a very, very high price, which is why Trump is just no good at business. He's weakened his position already. He's undermined the Ukrainians. He's cut off aid to them, losing the soft power by cutting off US aid to other countries. You may argue it's worried, all right, but it's led to a diminution of the United States' influence on the world stage. And the USA comes across as a bully, as a country which is going to violate international law, which doesn't play by a rules-based order, which then seems to free Russia and China, Iran to do likewise. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodle-pip.